One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. How you been? How you doing? We kind of recorded things out of order.
Because, let me tell you why. We woke up today, I mean, when I say we, I mean Alia, she woke up in a funk, all right?
Feeling in a mood like I don't like nothing.
Yes, if you don't know what funk means, is that it feels like you just don't even know why you're not feeling great.
Yeah, you're just like not in a good mood. Like you're not really like mad, you're not angry.
But you're also not like happy.
Yeah, like something is wrong, but you don't really know what it is.
Yeah, so that's how Alia woke up today.
Mm-hmm.
But I was feeling good. I didn't let that energy really cross my body, right?
Yeah.
And so anyways, if you want to hear more about that, it's the episode's coming out on Patreon on Sunday.
Yeah. And we wanted to record that one first because I thought, for one, I need to address the funk right away.
Yeah,
and we wanted to do that episode for Patreon. Yeah. So it was a good episode. I feel like it definitely helped me get out of the funk. I don't know. You guys tell me. Do I seem like I'm like mad right now?
No.
But also between episodes, we stopped and had a good lunch break of like 30 minutes. And I made some nice turkey and cheddar cucumber sandwiches.
Best sandwich I've had this month.
Well, you don't really have sandwiches that often,
so that's why it's the best one. I'm gonna post a photo right here because that shit was, I don't know, you had like the perfect saltiness.
Yeah,
but then like there was something sweet in there too.
Yeah, because there was one side of the bread was mayo and then the other side was mustard and pesto. And then in between, you had like the lettuce, or yeah, not lettuce, cucumber.
It was,
that anyways, sound, I that, forget sandwiches exist sometimes.
That sandwich was insane.
Yeah, so good. And also, sandwiches are such a nice balanced meal. It's like you get your protein, you got your fats, you got your good carbs. It's yummy. It's easy to eat. It comes together quick. You ain't got to cook anything.
Calling a sandwich insane. It really lets you know how far.
But what's funny is like it was not even that crazy.
No, though. It was.
It was just perfect. Like it was simple. You didn't have to add anything.
Okay. Anyways, welcome back to the pod. My name is Yoni Kodo, and this is Alia Zaitza.
Hi, guys.
Listen, today this episode is
not targeted towards anyone.
It's not.
No.
It's just like a general
talking about. You know, the holidays are around the corner. We're recording this right before Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving or whatever you do on this day, on this coming day. Because when this drops, technically Thanksgiving is like the next day in America.
Right. I wonder how many people will put that on their TV on Thanksgiving
Day
and just watch it.
Let
us know.
Should
we just call it Thanksgiving?
Well, it's not really about Thanksgiving.
But maybe we should just switch the whole episode right now and just do an episode about Thanksgiving. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't really, like, Thanksgiving is cool. I love Thanksgiving food, mm-hmm. but, like, that's about it. You know, I didn't really grow up with it.
Yeah, like, me neither. Like, in Europe, like, when I would hear Thanksgiving, I'm like, what is it?
It would be so American. There used to be this TV show, if you ever seen it, Life with Louis. And have you watched that show?
Life with Louis.
Well, in Romanian, it was, like, Viața cu Louis. But Viața my brother and I used to watch the shit out of that show.
And who, your brother and you?
My brother and I, yeah. And it was so good. And I remember they had a Thanksgiving episode where they had like a flood and they had to use sweet potatoes to patch like the flood from getting in the house. So what? Random. If you know,
sweet potatoes?
Yeah, but it was like sweet potatoes. I didn't know what sweet potatoes were.
Okay.
Like, because we don't have sweet potatoes in Romania.
So what did you think it was?
I just was like, it's such an, like, it's an American thing. Like, they have potatoes that are sweet. And I also didn't understand, like, how are you using sweet potatoes to, like, block the water? I don't know. It's funny thinking back to it.
And what
it's
is it called?
Such a great show. Life of Louis?
In Romanian,
it's Viața cu Louis, which means, like, life with Louis. But it might be called something else in English. Great show. If you know, let me know if you've watched this show in the comments, please. But that's like childhood right there.
The show The Bear, was that a Christmas episode, the crazy hectic one, or was that a Thanksgiving?
It was a Christmas episode because Italian Americans for Christmas make the dinner of the seven fishes or something like that, which is like the big theme where you have like a bunch of different fish. Anyways, let's talk about hosting. Okay. Because now you know, we're at a certain age and just like a place in our life where we have enough space
to host
people over and to have people come and like have a good meal, whether it's for the holidays or for a birthday or just because, why not?
Yeah.
So this is like some of the first times that I feel like recently, since we've lived together, we've actually hosted properly. And I think we should talk about it. We should talk about, what does that entail? What are the expectations? What are the rules?
Mm-hmm.
And just like also see what you guys are thinking in the comments later after we talk about it.
Okay. First of all, I want to say when you're hosting someone at your house, at your apartment, whatever, it doesn't always have to be a whole thing.
Yes.
I do notice the light.
Yeah, I want to make sure that's not too bright. I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
So it doesn't always have to be a whole thing, right?
Yeah.
It could be someone is in the neighborhood. So also calling it hosting feels like it's a thing already.
Well.
So the language you use around that, it's kind of like.
I think there's a difference between hosting and just having someone come over.
Exactly.
So I think that
Just because someone came over doesn't mean you're... technically you're hosting them, but I feel like when I think of hosting people, it's more than just one friend.
Yeah, of course. I mean, maybe we have like a friend in town and they're coming over and want to like have a whole dinner. I think if you're hosting, then it's for something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually like a more like you'll have like food that maybe you cook, or you'll like have the apartment like cute and vibey. And it's like you're really like together spending time.
Yeah.
If you have someone just like come over, you could be like chilling on the couch, hanging out, maybe put something on TV, you know. But it's like if you're hosting,
it's more intentional. Okay. So what if you have multiple people coming over, but it's not for something specific.
I think
if you have
multiple people over, you're hosting.
There's always something, right? Like, why would you randomly have seven people at your house?
Yeah, like if you're having seven people at your house, it's not just like everybody come over, you know? And then what?
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to hang out here.
Yeah.
So, but I do think I agree that like we just said this the other day, that we want to like have people over more often because it's just so fun.
Yeah.
And to get to the point where it's like, if somebody just like wants to come over, we're just spontaneous, like, hey, you guys want to come over for dinner? Or like, do you want to come over for some wine or whatever? It doesn't feel like a whole thing, but it's about us getting used to that idea.
Yeah.
Another thing when it comes to hosting is I think expectations are really important. I think mixing friends.
Hmm.
Is also a thing, depending on like what it is. Like if you're having a Friendsgiving, or if you're having a Christmas party, or if you're having a birthday over at your house, and it's like, who are you inviting? Are you mindful of like who is gonna be mixing in with who? Is there someone that you can right away think like, damn, I don't know if they're gonna get along with everybody else?
Ooh, I feel like that's something to think about. Like when you're inviting multiple people, mm-hmm. you kind of have to think about, okay, like, would they get along? Because you're not going to, I mean, but how can you know, though?
Well, you know your friends.
All right.
And let's say, like, for me, I can think, like, my friends, for my birthday, for example, was the first time that I, like, mixed friends together. Even though it was all, like, my friends. We went and had a picnic, remember?
Oh, right.
And, like, a bunch of different people came together. And it worked out really well. But, like, at first I was nervous. I was like, I hope nobody feels left out. I hope everybody feels, like, cool and chill. And I just love seeing people that I've connected, like, talk. Mm-hmm. It's so satisfying, you know? And we haven't yet hosted more than two people at a time in our apartment. So it's only been like a couple friends that have come over.
Yeah.
So it's like the two of us and the two of them. And then that's kind of been our only experience. I really, once, like, maybe in the new year, our apartment, we, like, you know, get it a little bit more situated, we'll feel ready to just have like a housewarming or just like a bigger gathering.
We should do that. Totally forgot about the housewarming. We still gotta do that.
Yeah, and we'll still do that.
I think right now the main thing that we need is just like
stuff on the wall.
Yeah, we need just like stuff on the wall.
And like,
we got the plants.
Yeah, there's just, I feel like we'll know, like, when it feels ready, we'll know. And it's okay, housewarming, like, we just moved in, you know, it's fine. So yeah. But then what would be interesting is if we mixed our friends. Because, you know, it's like we either hang out with like your friends or we hang out with my friends, but we've never really combined your friends and my friends together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean,
so that would
it.
Be interesting.
Yeah, I think, wait, let me think, right? So my friends, I feel like that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. No, we should definitely do that. But I think it's like, it's a thing. It's a thing because you're going to...
You know what's the worst?
What?
When someone tries to do that, and maybe you're listening to this right now, you have done that, you've experienced this part of it that I'm about to explain. You have people over, mm-hmm. you know, you mix some people, you hope for the best, but then the groups stay separated. It's like the people who know each other stay there and talk to each other, and then the other group just, that is not cool. But I feel like it's a certain...
I would doubt that. I feel like most of the people that we are each individually friends with, I believe all of them are kind of, I think in New York specifically, that wouldn't really happen.
Because everyone
here wants to meet new people. And everyone here is like, respects the essence of a gathering in which you're supposed to meet and talk to everyone.
And everyone understand what it's like to be in a room when it's time to talk to someone.
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Like, there's so many events here.
Yeah.
Everyone here has been in a place where they go to an event by themselves and they don't know anyone. And they just have to go introduce themselves. So I feel like in like a setting like that, like a housewarming.
Yeah.
Even though there may be like some friends that they know,
I think they'll still
like people
try.
Here would still try to like meet others.
Yeah, because but that's what I'm saying.
But maybe it's not just a New York thing. Like maybe it's just everywhere.
I remember in Seattle where I've attended a few like bigger gatherings.
Friends would stay.
So. And then it's like. It was so clear of like who knew each other before now and who is like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. That happened. But maybe that was just that specific group. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's so beautiful to like have a room full of like your people and my people. And it's like we each know our, you know, each other's friends. But then like when I would see like one of my friends talk to one of your friends, I feel like that'd be so like, I don't know. It's just like, it's nice.
Yeah.
To bring people together like that.
Do you think age has anything to do with that? With like staying separated or like mingling?
In what way?
In like, okay, let's say we invite people and then you have your friends that are like right here and then all my friends, they're right there. They don't know each other. They never met each other.
And you're saying like my friends are a little bit younger than your friends.
No, I'm just saying like just in general, is it an age thing that would keep the groups separate? Or if the groups are just a little bit more mature, that they would automatically mix and mingle.
I mean, I think it depends. I really, it could be that, but I also believe there's something about like everybody here, all of our friends that like we know. If I try to think of all of them, most of them are regularly in. These types of situations, you're regularly like meeting new people, going out, like making new connections with friends of friends. So it's like you're constantly kind of practicing this situation that if like if we were to have, you know, a bunch of our friends come over and mix our friends together, yours with mine, etc., and even like friends of mine that haven't met each other or whatever. Having everybody together, like I feel like everyone is in the mentality and the consistent practice of just like being open and yearning connection with strangers.
Yeah.
Especially because they're like, this is Alia and Yoni. I'm friends with them. So I'm sure that their other friend is great. Yeah. You know, it's already like that commonality too.
Right, right, right. Have you ever heard of the concept, the plus one party?
No. What's that?
Let's say we host an event.
Yeah.
And you invite your people, I invite my people, but each person has to bring a plus one. We don't care who it is, just bring your person.
Okay.
That's such a cool concept.
That's so fun.
And that's a great way to just meet new people.
And just expand, like even us meeting our friends' friends.
Exactly.
That we might not know.
So that's the plus one party. I feel
we should do one of those.
Yeah, like a WTJ plus one party.
Okay, I mean, I don't know specifically WTJ.
Oh, just like regular.
Yeah, just like regular. I feel like for WTJ, we have to make like a specific WTJ event that doesn't necessarily have something to do with like our friends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
One day, guys, one day we will have a WTJ event. Like, you know that, right?
Yeah. Like, no, that's going to happen. I'm kind of like, we're already, you know, talking about it, thinking.
Yeah, we're going to have a WTJ pop-up in New York somewhere. Also, I just wanted to say before we continue, this is episode 140. Uh-huh. We are approaching the end of season 3.
Which is one number.
Which is 150. If you didn't know or never noticed, each 50 episodes is one season. So just to think back, but we're not going to do a reflective episode right now, but I want to do that before the season is over. Just reflecting on the past 3 years.
But that will be in the next year. That will be in 2025.
Whenever that episode will come out? Probably, yeah, because we only have like 4 weeks left right now or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's 4 episodes. Maybe we squeeze like an extra one in there. I don't know. We'll see.
I also kind of want to like take a break like at some point. Like before the like last season, like maybe for the holidays. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next little thing that I wanted to cover when it comes to hosting is I feel like there's a few key like communicating important things to talk and communicate about with you as the host and your attendees.
Okay, what's the first thing?
Okay, the first thing I think is really important to communicate about is time. The timing. What are we thinking? Be very clear.
Like what time you get to the house?
Like what time should you guys come over?
Okay, let's say I have a party or like we do a housewarming and it starts, we tell everyone be here at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
What time do you expect people to show up?
Between like 7 and 7:30.
7 and 7:30. You don't expect people to be on time.
We already talked about this, but I feel like if you're early, just wait.
What?
Like if you arrive at like 6:50,
is that like a rule to get to?
Because I'm thinking as the host, I know how I'm always somehow last minute something that I still got to do before I want people to actually come. Because once people come, I don't want to have to be like setting things up or like doing one of those things.
You just
like
be
when
chilling.
People arrive, I just want to be chilling with the people that arrived. And I just want to like, you know, what do you want to drink? Like all these things. I don't want to still be like cleaning the bathroom.
Oh my, yeah. Don't leave the bathroom cleaning at the end.
Yeah.
Like that should be the first thing you do in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, so, I don't think that 6:50 is that bad.
That's how I feel. So if somebody invited me somewhere and for some reason I get there like earlier, I just wouldn't actually like say here or like go up.
Oh my God. What would you do? Just walk around the neighborhood?
Just wait around. I don't know. Like take my time. Maybe I go buy something like for the thing. Anyways.
But then again, also, even if you wait and then you show up at 7 on the dot, I feel like it still feels like early. Like, damn, you actually showed up on time.
Like, on time. Yeah, I don't know why. For me, if it's like, if I invite you to come over at like 7, I expect you to kind of more come at like 7:10, 7:15.
Question for everyone out there. If you go to a friend's party and it starts at 7 p.m., what time do you show up?
Yeah, let us know. Okay. The next thing, kind of connected to what I just said, where it's like maybe you stop and get something. Okay. I feel like there needs to be a clear understanding on how, like, what type of gathering this is, right? Let's say we're having a big Friendsgiving. Let's say we're having like multiple people come over. It's like total of maybe like
27
people. No, okay, 20 people, shit.
7. No, let's do 10.
Okay, we have a total of 10 people. So 8 people are coming over. Let's say we make a group chat. You need to be, as the person that it's like, we're doing it at Ali and Yoni's place. We need to be very clear on what type of Friendsgiving this is. Okay,
what do you mean
these are our
it?
Options. You can do the very nice, organized, might take a bit of time to actually figure out who does what, but you can do a potluck. Potluck, if you don't know what it is basically when everybody brings something. So you as the host are not preparing everything and everybody just shows up. It's like, ooh, what are we having for dinner? You know, it's like everybody puts in some sort of effort.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be like someone with a designated dessert. There's going to be someone with a designated, you know, maybe like they bring specific drinks. Another person brings specific snacks. Another person, you know, and it's like you as the host, obviously you're like hosting everybody.
Right.
But it's like a potluck is a great way to share the responsibility of like what everybody's eating, especially if it's a very eating heavy celebration. Like if we have a housewarming, I personally wouldn't do a potluck.
Really?
If it's a housewarming, I want to welcome you guys into the house. I want you guys to come over. If you want to bring something, you're more than welcome to, but I'm hosting you in my home. And I'm not necessarily, I don't think I would also have like a whole like food dinner thing.
Actually, you're actually right about that, because if you're doing a housewarming party, but then you're like inviting everyone for your thing. Okay, this is our new place, whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to ask someone, okay, you're going to cook this, you're going to make this dessert. You go buy drinks. It's like, damn. I just got invited to this shit.
I know. So that's what I'm saying, because a housewarming is not, it's more about like having people in your space,
yeah, totally.
And like having a good time together. So in that one, I feel like it's not fitting to do a potluck. But a Friendsgiving, absolutely, because it's around the meal that you're going to eat. And I don't think it's fair for like the people that are hosting to be, you know, responsible for like everything.
Yeah, like damn, I'm not, yeah.
You know, it should be, yeah, exactly. It would be a lot. And it's like, you want everybody to like, also it would be, it's fun because everybody can like make different things and try things out.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
No. I'm just hearing you. Like you're right about it. I was just actually thinking out loud.
Okay. Another thing, right? Let's say for Thanksgiving, oh, let's say it's not Thanksgiving. Let's say it's not a housewarming. Maybe it's, oh, we would love to have like a little dinner party. No specific celebration or holiday. You just want to have a dinner party and maybe it's a smaller group. It's like us and then maybe another couple or another two couples. So there's like between 4 or 6 people total.
Yeah.
And we're hosting. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we are making the invite. We send them a little text. We're like, we'd love to have you guys for dinner. Like, let us know what time works, blah, blah, blah. We're thinking of making this and this. If I invite people to come to dinner, I don't expect people to necessarily offer to bring something. Because I'm asking you if you want to come over to my place and have dinner.
Now, if your friend... if your friend, I mean, usually people ask,
yeah,
hey, do you want me to bring something?
Right.
Or sometimes you don't even ask. You just go and you bring something. One thing is for sure that I will always do, or I guess never do, is show up to someone's house, especially for something like that, empty handed.
Absolutely.
I don't expect to get somewhere and just get fed.
Yeah. What you bring, I feel like when there's no communication.
Okay.
Like usually people ask like, oh, should I bring something?
Like, what do we need? What else do we need? Or right. Do you still need to run for the store for something? I can just get it on the way.
Right. But I would say in general, it's a good idea to bring like a bottle of wine or like maybe you bring dessert. I think usually those are like the two things. If the host specifically says like, oh, do you guys maybe mind bringing like a salad or...
Do you feel weird asking?
I personally, this is just how I feel in the sense that if I'm inviting people over for dinner, it's because I want to cook for them.
Yeah. So then
I want to host
someone...
you. I want to cook for you. I want to take care of just, yeah, I want to host you. I want to make a good meal. I want to share, but yeah, I want to cook.
Yeah.
But if there's like something that I'm like, I don't want to make dessert.
Right.
You know, I would maybe like ask, it's like, does anyone want to like bring dessert?
But maybe also drinks, you know, sometimes you just tell everyone, bring your favorite drink, you know, like,
yeah.
We'll. Everyone's bringing their favorite drink and they will just like, you know, mix the drinks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll get some of yours, you get some of mine, and then at least you will have something that you love.
Yeah. But here's my thing.
Oh, shit.
If you're the host and you don't specifically ask someone like to bring something, maybe it's an ingredient for what you're making, mm-hmm. and you can say like, hey, I'm thinking of making pasta, like, with like something, and they make some like steak on the side, like, do you mind like grabbing the ingredients for the salad or grabbing the ingredients for the pasta?
You're asking like that to usually, someone who's invited to the dinner.
I think it so depends on what type of friendship you have, you know.
It depends on who, because you can't ask that to anyone.
Exactly.
Not so every
like, if my friend like Carolina was coming over, I have no problem, shout out to you because I know you're listening. I know that like if I ask her like, oh, do you mind like bringing a salad, or do you mind like, I don't know, something, I know it's not gonna be weird. But if it's someone that like, there's other people in my life that I wouldn't necessarily feel like I can ask them that.
Yeah, but there's other friends that you would feel comfortable.
Yeah,
Carolina
is
just an example, right?
Yeah. And it's because they just came over, that's why. But I do think it's a little interesting, and like, I don't know, you tell me how you feel. If you're invited to someone's place for dinner, and let's say you bring a bottle of wine, mm-hmm. or you bring like some type of snacky thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like after you eat dinner at the end of the night, they like Venmo request you for like the ingredients that they spent money on for the dinner.
What? People do that?
I've
never seen anyone do that.
I've never seen anyone do
Venmo
that.
Request?
I've seen it been like discussed or I've seen like it being offered. Like I like was gonna host something or like bring something or whatever, and then I think the other person was like, oh yeah, like let me know like how much to like send you or whatever.
And you're bringing that to their party.
Yeah. I'm like, if I'm offering to like bring some, if I'm offering
yeah.
to bring something to your party or whatever, I'm offering it. So it's like, I'm not.
I thought you meant it in the other way, is that let's say you come to my party and you bring something.
Yeah.
And then after you leave,
you ask,
you request me for what you brought.
Because we had it at your place.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that both scenarios I don't think are right.
Damn. You know, for me, I think with the Venmo thing, if it's less than a certain amount, and that amount is different for everyone, right?
Yeah.
But with Venmo, if it's less than a certain amount, I feel like I would almost be embarrassed to request. Like, if it's $5, right? But that's just, it's different for everyone. If it's $5 or $10, and I had a great night, and I came over and I brought like a bottle of wine that was like $9.99, right? Like, you don't request that kind of stuff. I'm curious what the, I mean, you know, budgeting and
it's so, I know.
It's different for everyone.
I know.
So someone who's like really, you know, it's different. So we can't even have that conversation because it's so like subjective.
I know. And in a way, it's like, can you say, well, if you can't afford to host people, then like, don't like put it in that way. You know what I mean? It's like if you're going to have like people over, maybe you can just say like, oh, I want to host a potluck. Just say that. So then everybody knows it's like everybody's going to pitch in. Everybody's going to bring something.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus saying like, I want to host you for dinner. Like I want to have you guys over for dinner. And then the other people say like, oh, what should I bring? I still also feel like you shouldn't be like, oh, well, like, do you think you can like bring dessert? And then can you pick up these things and these things? And I don't know. Something about it, I'm just like, I think it just so depends. I don't know. I feel like, as we said, everyone is very different when it comes to this. And it's a little bit, it is personal. You know what I mean? And also if like, you should be able to like have people over and everybody contributes financially to like having a good time.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But I do think like there's an interesting, shit, you good? There's an interesting, what are we doing? I think it's really important to like communicate.
It's really important to communicate that. But I feel like a lot of people don't. You kind of show up not knowing.
I think it's always good to bring something.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if someone was like, oh, no, no need to bring anything, still bring something.
But also,
even if it's like a bottle of sparkling wine.
Right. But water. Then also, don't bring something expecting to get the money back for that thing.
Oh, no. That's just weird.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy these 5 bottles. We're going to have a good time. But after that, like, I'm going to request whoever's in. Like, you don't
know.
No, do
it's
that.
Like you chose to bring 5 bottles.
Yeah, nobody told you.
You know?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, if like I ask someone like, oh, do you mind picking up? Like, even dessert or something. Like, are they going to request me money for the dessert?
That is where how is the friendship? Let's say you having a party and I don't know you, right? And you text me.
I wouldn't text you if I don't know you.
Okay. I'm your friend, but like, we're kind of just cool. We're not like sisters.
Okay.
Right? Like, obviously, I guess you would text someone
who is that. Yeah, like if I'm having a bunch of people over, okay. I'm going to text like the people that...
You know, the closest.
Yeah.
So would you, if you ask them to actually bring like a few things, would you Venmo them or would you just expect it that, okay, they just bought it? Or would you be like, oh yeah, how much was all that? Thank you for going to the store because I actually forgot. Like, this is still my thing. Like, don't put the burden on them to spend $20 on just, it's kind of,
you know, I feel
I
like
think it's inconsiderate. Like me, I would, as the friend, let's say I do text you that, I will ask you how much was it? Or like in the text, like you might stop in at Trader Joe's and grab this and this, I'll Venmo you after. I will say that instead of saying that and not saying anything. Like if I get
a
text.
Did they ask, what can I bring?
No.
Ah. If they ask, what can I bring? And then I say like, oh, do you mind doing this and this? Then I'm not going to
But also, don't give them a long ass list.
Well, I never would though.
Okay, so
that's also things that you just have to like know, like
okay,
what
so
the courteous thing is to do.
Yes, but if they don't ask and you just like, oh damn, you know, my friend is on the way. I know they could probably grab this on the way. Hey, do you mind grabbing some tomato juice, lemonade, ketchup, and like, I don't know, some chips, right? It's like a few things.
That mix, lemonade, ketchup, and chips.
Right? I would ask them how much it was instead of just assuming that they just like nobody, like, this is still their money. I don't care if it's $5.
That's true.
I don't think it's good habit.
No, I think it's true. And then I feel like, Is it messed up to say, like, I would hope that they would be like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Because I'm thinking, like, I'm already hosting. I'm like,
I never expect that. If I ask you something to go to the store and buy a few things.
Okay, maybe but I'm not asking you to buy, like, first of all, like, if it's some important shit, like, I would have gotten it already. Let's say I forget that I realize, like, damn, I don't have, like, heavy cream for the whipped cream for the dessert or something. Like, if I forgot something significant that I know will be expensive.
That's a key ingredient, though. Whipped cream?
I know, but it's not even that expensive. What I'm saying, like, if let's say I forgot to buy the steak and the steak is going to cost, like, $40 for, like, everyone to have steak. I'm not going to ask my friend, hey, can you pick up the steak? And if I do, I immediately Venmo them right after.
Yeah, so it depends, I guess, on how much it is. But then also, like, you don't know how much is a lot to some people.
I mean, I know. But then, it just depends who it is, too.
Yeah.
Not that I, like, know people's business. But I'm just thinking, like, if I ask you, like, hey, can you, like, grab some sparkling water that's, like, $3?
You're like, not going to say
I'm not going to be like, Venmo. Oh, let me know how much that was so I can Venmo you. You know? Is that weird?
No, it's not weird because if you do that, in your head, you're kind of thinking they will say don't worry about it because it's, like, $2.99.
Yeah, but then it would be crazy if they were like, oh, yeah, it was $3.
Would that, like, make you...
I would be like, damn, okay.
No, I will send them that.
I mean, I would send them that, but I would also kind of think about it like it is just $3. And like I did just spend maybe $150 on like everything that I got for everyone to come over. And that is true that I wanted to host you guys, but it's also about just like being it's courtesy, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's why you don't come to a place empty handed. You can even bring like something, like I said, you can show up with a bottle of sparkling water. That's it. Something. Another thing that I feel like is not super important, but it's like kind of worth mentioning is what is the vibe of this gathering? Are we doing cozy or are we doing like presentable? You know, if we're
I never want to show up to some shit like that.
What?
Presentable, like what? Like I got to dress up?
No,
with
not
a tie?
Dress up, but like me, because I feel like me as the host, I'm always like wearing sweats or like I'm something comfortable because I'm just like I'm at home, you know? So it's like if I'm doing that, then I want other people to also know, like don't show up in like your pajamas, obviously, but I'm just saying it's like, yeah, we're just cozy, like wearing like sweats and stuff. So like, I think it's a good thing to let other people know.
I feel like that's not something people mention in the text, in the group chat. Hey, wear sweats because we're going to be cozy.
Okay.
Or like, hey, bring a suit.
If you're invited to a housewarming, I feel like I would like to know what the vibe is. I would like to know, like, what are we doing? Are we doing nice, like, dressy? Are we doing kind of just chill?
I don't think a housewarming... Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually been to a housewarming party.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what to even wear. I just wear my regular clothes.
Mm.
Just be presentable. Don't show up with pajamas or sweats.
Mm.
I always rather be safe than sorry. Because if you show up with sweats and everybody's got some nice pants on, you're going to be like, let me go home real quick. I'll come back.
Yeah. Okay. And the last thing is cleanup duty. This is always a thing that ends up happening with the back and forth. Everybody's done eating. It's time to like maybe clean up a little bit. So then you just like go to the living room and you're just chilling, having like dessert or tea or whatever, right? So my thing is, I never really know, like, as the host, I feel like I generally go for the cleanup.
Because it's your house.
Okay.
So who do you expect to clean?
But at the same time, when I'm in someone else's house mm-hmm. as the guest, mm-hmm. I often am inclined to like, not necessarily clean up, like I'm not going to wash the dishes, but I'm going to clean the table and like get everybody's plates and bring them to the kitchen and maybe load up the dishwasher.
That's very nice of you.
Because I feel like the host, just like the person that were at their place, like they just made all this food. They just like, you know, clean their whole apartment, probably got everything ready. They've been like, you know, making sure that we got drinks and all these things.
That's the
so
least
I'm thinking it's
do.
Like, it's the least that I can do.
Yeah. You're a good friend for that. Because I do the same thing. Like knowing me, I'll do your dishes. I'll clean up. If you don't have a dish, like dishwasher, I'll clean it with my hands.
I feel like doing the whole dishes, that's like a lot. Not, like you can do that. But, later,
but as we're still hanging out,
yeah,
like if everyone is still here, and you know me, I love doing dishes. I don't mind doing dishes. So if my friend cleaned up before everybody got there, made sure we got this, they got all the drinks and stuff like that, and everybody's done eating, and I'm not saying 100 people, I'm just saying maybe like 4, 5, 6,
yeah,
all the dishes are in there, I'm okay to just clean and still talk to you guys, but I'm just doing the dishes, like I'm just kind of helping my friend out. It's not a big deal for me.
Yeah,
I've done dishes so many times in my life that like doing it, it doesn't even feel like, oh, I gotta do this thing.
Okay, now my thing is, as a host, if I start cleaning up and then like one of the guests is like, oh, do you need any help? I feel like I would never say yes. I feel like I would always be yeah, like, oh, no, just, don't worry about
can
it.
Can you just clean the dishes, please? That's the help I need.
Yeah, like, I feel like I would never say yes, even though like obviously I don't want to like clean all this shit, but...
No, I feel like you got to be honest, and it depends on which friend asks that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I got a friend in mind, he's out of state, he's not here right now, but it's like, if he asks me, oh, you need help with anything? First of all, I feel like you shouldn't ask if you need help. Just go help.
That's what
just
I'm
like,
saying.
Just like, start helping.
Like, if I see and like then, the person cleaning the table, I'm going to clean the table with them.
Right. Or tell them, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you know, as the host, like they never just are like, oh, okay, you know?
No, if I see, oh, yeah, of course.
Like, I'm not just going to like, oh, you offered? Okay, yeah, take it away.
No, like if I see someone start cleaning, I would be like, okay, you know, thanks for cleaning the table or.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody deals with this in such a different way. Like, you know, this is just how I see things. This is how you see things. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, that's about it. I feel like that covers like most things. At the end of the day, just have fun, communicate, having people over. I feel like now in the wintertime, you know, it's like nights are longer and it's
they start so early. Like I want to have all my friends over.
You want to have all your friends over?
Yeah.
Yeah, just everybody come over around like 4 or 5.
Because all the people that I know are cool.
Yeah.
Like everybody's chill.
Okay, so...
So I don't know. So sometime soon, like let's do something.
Yeah, I'm down. You know, it just means that like we'll have to like, you know, decide what we're gonna do. Are we gonna do a little potluck? Are we just gonna do like some snacks with like wine and cocktail things? Or like, you know, it's just about because you as like the people that are hosting, you're taking on everyone having a good experience. So that means like making sure that you have like the time to like provide what you want to do and like all these things. You know.
Yeah.
But hosting is fun. And I feel like this holiday season, we are going to be in New York. So we are having a little Friendsgiving with some friends on Thursday. That's going to be fun. And I think maybe around the holidays, we'll have like another thing. I don't know. It's just fun to have people over because you can extend. Like when you go out to a restaurant, you can be there for like tops 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know? And I that's mean, fine.
I feel like 3 hours is a lot.
It depends on the restaurant.
As soon as you finish your food, sometimes depending on the restaurant, like they'll come up to you and be like, all right, you want to check right away?
Some restaurants take food, like, takes a while from when you order until it comes, too.
I feel like I like that.
Or you get, like, appetizer, then you get this, then you get dessert. So, having people over is just, like, it's cool. And you can also have, like, a lot more people. Usually, it's cheaper, depending also on, like, what you decide to do. And I don't know. You can, like, play the projector. You can, like, listen to music. You can just do way more shit. Anyways,
you can do way more shit.
But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Let us know how you feel about hosting. If you have any tips on communicating when it comes to cleanup, when it comes to like splitting the expenses,
Well, do we need tips or do we need just like their experiences? Because I know what I do when it comes to cleaning. I'll just kind of clean myself. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't expect anyone to clean.
No. Yeah, everything that you just said. I think it's interesting to just hear like other people's opinions on these things, because they're not necessarily things that you talk about with the people that you will actually have come over, because then you don't want them to feel some type of way or thinking something. Even though if our friends listen to this episode, you know, no pressure for any of anything.
Yeah.
As long as you communicate, I think you're good.
Yeah, you know, see, you know what? Just when you come over, you just do what you want, all right?
It's so fun. Like, having
you can open the fridge. You can open the fridge right away. Don't even ask. If you're thirsty, just walk in, open the fridge, open all the cabinets to find the snack drawer, the plates, the cups. You know, mi casa, su casa.
Sí, señor.
All right. So.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening. Just talk to each other in the comments. We'll get in there too.
Yeah, we'll get in there. All right.
And on Patreon, if you want to listen to the episode coming on Sunday about me getting out of a funk and generally how to get out of a funk, bad mood, sometimes you need a little help with that. So go over there and check it out. It's linked in the description as well as all the other info. And have a good holiday if you're celebrating.
I know. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. All right. Tomorrow, everybody's off work.
Be grateful for people.
Exactly. Perfect opportunity to listen to WTJ if you want. Put it on the TV. Actually, perfect opportunity for you to introduce WTJ to your whole family.
Yeah. Or friends or whoever you're with.
Yeah. Imagine someone watches this with their family for the first time.
This would be a great episode to listen to.
Yeah. Well, shout out to everyone watching. All right. We appreciate you. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I think we said it all.
We said it all.
Bye.
Also, like, how many days is it cool to eat leftovers after Thanksgiving? Like, if it's Thursday,
finish.
Like, by Saturday, you should be done with leftovers, right?
I mean, yeah, it depends how many you got.
True. Okay, bye.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.